Volleyball gets off to a hot start, football gets ready to greet a new opponent to the GPAC, and soccer starts their season undefeated. Hello and welcome to the 15th episode of Talking Dogs, the first episode of the 2024 fall semester. I'm Cohen Carpenter here with Kai Ulbricht. Kai, how's it going?
I'm doing great, Cohen. It's been a great summer, but I'm ready to get back at it with some more Bulldog athletics. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. Great summer, and hopefully it's going to be a great fall. It's already being a great fall for a lot of the teams here on campus. Some of those teams, as we mentioned in the open, soccer is undefeated. How are the men doing?
Yeah, the men, we're doing pretty good so far. So obviously I'm a member of the men's soccer team, so I can give you a little bit of a closer insight.
The inside source.
Yes, the inside scoop on the team. Yeah, so we had a great season opener here at home against Avila University. So we ended up defeating them by a score of 5-0. We had two goals in the first half and then added another three in the second. We had some great support from the Bulldog faithful. We had a big student section. It looked like a couple hundred there for the first half. Obviously, it got pretty hot towards the second half when we were already up by a few goals. So support waned a little bit, but we were really excited to see a lot of students in there wearing the whiteout theme.
Yeah.
So yeah, great first outing for us. And then yesterday, we traveled to Graceland University. We ended up drawing a scoreless 0-0 draw. So that never feels good.
Those are always exciting.
You know, our coach said after the game, losses or ties, they either feel like wins or losses.
Yes.
That one definitely felt like a loss for us. We going into every game, we want to get the win. We want to score a lot of goals. So we definitely felt a little bit disappointed leaving that one scoreless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's early in the season. And obviously, both of these soccer teams, they were playoff teams last year. Really good squads. They're looking to have great seasons this year. We talked about, you know, soccer has a good start. So does women's soccer. They have only played one game, and it was, again, at Graceland with you guys, and it was pretty good. It was a 4-2 win versus Graceland. This was in Iowa, and we had something that's only happened 5 times in the history of Bulldog athletics, and specifically in the history of women's soccer athletics. We had Kirsten Garner. Now, if you followed Bulldogs for any amount of time, you know that she's one of the premier scorers on the squad. She's definitely in the running for maybe one of the, aside from the track and field team, maybe the fastest person on campus.
Probably.
She's got burners. She had all 4 of the goals for the game against Graceland.
Yeah, and like you said, if you've been following the women's soccer team, this should come as no surprise to anyone. She's been doing this for the last couple years.
Yeah, and going back into the record books, and if you read Jake Knable's article, as he always does a great job on it, this last time it's happened was in September of 2023. That came from the last time a 4-goal game has happened. And that was from Savannah Andrews, so Kirsten's partner in crime there in the front line on that prolific offense that they hope to boast this season. And man, I mean, it really just gets you excited about things for the future.
Yeah, one stat I saw was they scored 51 goals last season.
Yes, that was the stat.
50 of them are from players who are back this year. There was only one goal from a senior all of last season.
Yeah, that was the big talk of the town. I think the talk of the town for a lot of teams at the close of last year was, we're super young. We're really, really young.
Absolutely.
And I think we're reaping the rewards of that this
100%.
Season.
You can already see returner getting 4 goals in one game. Pretty much all of our firepower back. Really excited to see what the ladies can do this season.
Yep. So just going along with Garner, we got to give Nia Kirchner some flowers too. She had 3 shots on goal. Obviously, none of them went in, but it's good to see that. But and she's another returner to this Bulldog squad.
And yeah, she's more of a deep-lying midfielder, so she's on the ball a lot. She actually plays a lot of those passes to Kirsten, gets her a lot of goals. So many of her shots are going to be from further out on the field, so obviously a lower expected goal percentage, you could say.
Yeah.
You know, the shots she takes are harder shots, which explains why not as many of them are going in.
Yeah.
But still important to test the keeper from range in these kinds of games.
Yeah, keep them on their toes. Next game up, and we'll talk about some of this later, but next game up, we got ranked opponents. So for the women, it's going to be number 10. They're number 10 ranked Columbia College. That's going to be Saturday, August 31st in Missouri. Now, Columbia College is 2-0. They've already played 2 games. They won 4-0 against Briarcliff, and they won 1-0 against Missouri Valley College. Missouri Valley College was 24 ranked when they played them, so they've played some tough competition. But what that means, though, is they haven't allowed a goal on the season. Concordia is looking to change that.
Absolutely, and I think we will see a change to that stat soon enough. And the men will also be playing Columbia College on that day as well, so it'll be a little men's and women's doubleheader.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. And talking about fierce upcoming games against ranked opponents, volleyball has played some huge games against ranked opponents, and they've got a few huge games coming up here this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. They've already played 5 games on this season. So you think soccer's had 1-2 games.
Yeah.
Football hasn't even had an opener yet. Volleyball already 5 games, 5 wins. I mean, what else do you expect from our ladies?
Yeah, I think they had 2 or 3 wins under their belt before students were even on campus.
Right? So. It was crazy. Yeah. But we're going to be focusing mainly on 2 games that they won in the last couple weeks. The first one against Columbia College and then Indiana Wesleyan, number 1 ranked in the coaches' preseason poll and the defending national champions. Columbia College as well, no slouches themselves, number 7 in the preseason rankings. Concordia coming in at number 4, obviously looking to make some waves against those ranked opponents. Obviously with that undefeated record, you know, we did make some waves against them.
Yep.
Interesting stat though, in both games we actually lost the first set. So we were down 1-0. After the first set in both of those. And against Indiana, we tied it up, but then they ended up getting the third set. So we were actually on our toes a little bit, down 2-1. But in both matches, we were able to come back and get the victories away, I might add, away in both of those.
Yeah, that's huge. Being away and being down, that's a lot of fight.
Yeah, and I mean, you've been to Bulldog Arena
yes.
during volleyball games.
Yeah.
It gets loud in there. The support is crazy for our volleyball team. So it can be tough, I imagine, playing away from all that and having kind of the opposite, everyone rooting against you.
No, it's true. I mean, even because football was on campus because we had fall camp a few weeks before everyone else arrived as students, we were going to some of those like week 1, week 2 games that were in Bulldog Stadium, and still without students on campus, it was like, you know, 70% full and loud.
Yeah, there's some great, not even student support, which there is, but there's some great community support for volleyball.
Yeah, Seward loves some volleyball games.
Absolutely, and I'm going to just give some shout outs to a few standout individual performers. We got Ashley Keck, had 30 kills over those 2 games. Gabby Nordiker got 13 block assists and 1 solo block throughout the 2 matches. And then Savannah Shelburne recorded 57 assists throughout those 2 games. So great to see some good individual performances along with the collective victory there.
And then it came against really good teams, and they're going to play some really good teams this weekend.
Yeah, so their next games will be in Omaha, the Labor Day Classic. So we're going to be facing number 14 ranked Bellevue and then number 5 ranked Viterbo on Friday. So the Friday game will be at 2 p.m. and then Saturday at 11 a.m. If anyone wants to make the trip down there, it's going to be at the College of St. Mary.
Yep.
For anyone interested in showing out for those Bulldog volleyball games.
Yep. Early in the season, a lot going on. Football, we're starting early. No games yet, which is kind of crazy. Just puts into perspective how early soccer and especially how early volleyball starts.
Yeah.
But we have played a scrimmage. So our scrimmage, and I don't know, like last year they didn't publish the final score. I don't know if it's supposed to be public, so I'm not going to divulge any details here. Just, I think Bulldog fans, if you went, you'd be very happy with the score at the end of the game. Looked good. Obviously not much to talk about football-wise because a game hasn't happened yet. I think the gist of it, if you're going to go to the game, the first game being Saturday, 7 o'clock, actually start the season with 2 7 o'clock games, which I know soccer, you guys always play in night games, whereas
right.
football, it kind of throws us out of our groove a bit because we're always playing 1 p.m. on Saturday. So we're going to have to miss a few of those late NCAA college games, but I think we'll live.
Yeah.
Playing Waldorf. Mm-hmm. So Waldorf is a school that soccer and other sports played last year, if I'm correct.
Yep, you are.
And they are new to the GPAC this year for football.
Yeah, so they weren't official GPAC last year, to my understanding.
Okay.
But this is going to be the first year they're full GPAC, all sports. That's why football is getting a shot at them.
Yep.
And soccer, we needed to kind of replace a team that had left.
Yeah, Jamestown, right?
So Jamestown is another thing, but Presentation College actually left 2 years back.
Okay.
So we added Waldorf into our schedule, our GPAC schedule, so that we could keep 2 national qualifying spots.
Yeah.
Because we would have dropped below the number of teams necessary.
Yes.
A whole mess of people leaving and getting in. But to boil it down, this is Waldorf's first season with all of their sports in the GPAC, and we're looking forward to football getting a crack at
it. Yeah, it's a lot of complicated stuff that we leave to Devin Smith, the athletic director, for him to settle out. But, yes, home opener for the Bulldogs will also be the GPAC opener for Waldorf. It's going to be exciting offensively. Obviously, that was the big ticket for football last season. That's what made a lot of the headlines. you keep every single starter. So
that's exciting.
There's going to be a lot of familiar faces, a lot of familiar faces on the defense too. Obviously, you had the all G-Pack guys, Kyle Stirrup, the defensive lines, Devin Polley, Carson Fellhofer. They're all going to be returning. So there's going to be a lot for the Bulldogs to cheer for. Night game. Pretty sure they're going to have a tailgate somewhere around campus, so keep your eyes out for
that. Something will be happening.
But yeah, it's just that time of year. Sports are in the air, and it's not just the big name sports. We got other sports that are starting up too. I think cross country and golf.
Yeah, absolutely. So cross country, they're going to get their season opener a week from tomorrow on the 6th against a lot of teams. It's a cross country meet, but the Augustana University Twilight meet. I've talked to a few cross-country runners. This is one of their favorite meets of the year. It's a night meet. Don't get many of those in cross-country. Usually they're early in the mornings, or the worst ones are the afternoon, because that's it's all hot out. But I know they're excited for this night race. From my understanding, everyone runs in it. So you've got 20-person teams all running at the same time. So it gets crowded and crazy. Whew. Should be fun, though.
That takes a special kind of person to just run. And how long do they have, like, designated distances on the race? Is it just until someone passes out? How long does cross country go?
I believe for this race it's going to be an 8K. 8K for the men and 6K for the women.
Yeah, that's too much.
Pretty far, yeah. I don't know. Hopefully the distance will spread them out a little bit so there's not so much bumping around and everything.
Yeah, I bet it gets really competitive in those mosh pits that form.
Definitely. That's when you get the elbows out and just kind of try to jockey for position a little bit.
Yeah. Well, there's also a less violent sport that's going on right now. Women's golf. Men's golf actually started.
Yeah, so men's golf had their opener at Mount Marty this week. A little highlight from that. Jake Hagerbaumer got 10th place overall, shooting 75 and 71 for a 146 total score. And then women's golf is actually happening right now. They've got today and tomorrow at the Mount Marty competition.
All right. Yeah, so there's a lot. And that's more of like a cross-country thing where it's a bunch of different schools are being represented by their athletes all at one course.
It's not a duel or anything. It's a bunch of teams. Let's see who the best one is.
Yeah, so we've got – it's that time of year. We got a lot of sports coming in. Everything's starting up. It's going to be exciting for a lot of these teams. You know, we're talking about soccer. We're talking about volleyball. Almost football. A lot of these teams are looking for postseason success this year, so it's exciting to see what's going to be around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. And Cohen and I, we only have so much, I guess, time in the day, time in the podcast to talk about cool stories.
Yeah.
But if you guys listening know of any cool niche stories that you want us to check out, hit us up on our Spotify. You can actually leave comments on that. So if there's your roommate or something did something really cool, or just someone in a sport you know had some really good success, leave us a comment on our Spotify page and we'll look into it.
And you can always contact the CUNE Sower. Just look up CUNE Sower newspaper. It has all the contact information on that website. But yeah, it's gonna be we're looking forward to a great year of CUNE sports, and hopefully we'll cover as much as we can on this podcast.
Absolutely, it's gonna be a fun time here.
Yep. But that'll be all for the episode of Talking Dogs, 15th episode of Talking Dogs. Be sure to stay tuned in the future for weekly podcasts on the CUNE Sower website and on Spotify. From Cohen Carpenter and Kai Ulbrich and everybody at the CUNE Sower newspaper, have a good day and go Dogs!